Just play and have fun.
Tuna!
Ah! 32 teams to interview. Showtime to shine.
If this were a flowchart for a business, you'd be senior vice president of the secondary. You carry influence in that room. How do you do it, and is it impactful?
I'd probably say that I'm the silent leader. You know, I'm not a guy who has the King Leonidas speech off the movie 300. I try to lead with how I play.
A man who also appreciates motivational reading, material. You don't use any of that?
For myself, I do.
What's on the nightstand these days?
I read the book, Unbroken. Have you read that? Oh, you gotta read it. You gotta read it. It's about a World War II vet. And he goes down in the South Pacific and he's on a raft, him and three sailors, for about 47 days. He floated or drifted 2,000 miles and went through some pretty tough stuff. And I don't know, they don't make guys like that anymore. I mean, it was, just a great, great book of what the body and mental toughness is all about.
Bring your hard hats, baby.
Would it shock you if I told you that of all players in the NFL from the moment you arrived in 03, you're 21st in tackles?
See, I don't ever know none of these stats y'all tell me, man. I don't. How do you come up with that? Y'all keep a stat
now. Lance is fourth in that same period, and Urlacher's eighth.
The system's helped my career. It's been great to me. Got me a new contract, so yeah.
Last season, no team faced more pass attempts than the Bears. You were the most targeted corner in the NFL as well, 117 targets. Is there more to that story than just saying that some guy is quote-unquote getting picked on? That's a compliment, if you ask me.
I don't feel like I get picked on. And if you do get picked on, the best way to stop a bully from picking on you is just stand up for yourself, make a play, do something.
Stafford caps the ball twice, he threw another pick! Charles Tillman running up back, they're not going to get him!
These new quarterbacks coming into the league, athletic ability off the charts, and now you got this kid Andrew Luck. This is not your typical defense, though, that he'll be facing. This is a veteran group, has been in the same system now for 9 years.
You know, we're not going to try and out-scheme teams. We're just going to outplay them. We have two basic calls, cover one, cover two, and we're going to beat you with those two calls. I'll tell you, I'm in cover two, now come beat me.
Do you enjoy that?
It makes it a little bit harder because sometimes the team will know what you're in, but the attitude is, come beat me.
Seven of you are 10-plus years in the league, 30-plus years of age on the roster right now. Is it a conversation in the room at all?
Just among reporters and media.
You and Lance just kicking back?
Never talk about it. Now, I still pinch myself to say, like, wow, I'm 31 and I'm still playing football. How lucky am I? It's cool now that, you know, my son's three and I'm glad I'm playing because he can kind of see that.
In your draft class of 03, you and Nnamdi Asamoah right now are the only two starting corners left from that draft class. Is that an accomplishment, something you're proud of? Would you like to remain that way for the rest of your career? Do you want to be a Bear forever?
I'll put it to like this. I will retire a Bear. If I go somewhere else, I'd probably sign the one-day contract and then come back and retire a Bear. You know, I've been here, you know, all three of my kids were born here. I bought my first house here, got married here. When it's all said and done, I'll be in Chicago.
Let's go.